Are you having trouble losing weight? There are some surprising reasons that keep you from losing those last few pounds.
Okay, you've done all the right things. You've dieted, you've exercised, you've done that cleansing thing. Oh, Leslie, that cleansing thing.
Oh, I don't do that.
Like the carrot juice and those.
No, I don't do that.
And I probably don't do the exercise, and I probably don't do the no. But I think, you know, just as you get a little bit older, your metabolism slows down and, you know, shifting hormones and all those things. So sometimes it's, you know, a little bit hard, and you need to understand why you're not, and maybe you are, you know, eating the right things and doing the right things, but it's just weight's not coming off, or you're not, yeah, it's just not coming off. Well, guess what one reason could be? Your meds you're taking. Almost half of Americans took at least one prescription medication in the past 30 days. And a side effect of some of these is weight gain. Now, I know my daughter, Alexis, had to take prednisone, and she gained weight from that. So, you know, and also things like antihistamines, targeted receptor involved with both allergies and appetite. So it can make you hungrier. So you need to don't ever go off your meds. But what you need to do is instead ask your doctor for some other options that you might be, or maybe you don't have to take some of these things for as long as, you know, the prescription may say. The doctor may be right. Able to have some other alternatives for you. So I think that's a great tip.
Yeah. Well, we've been hearing a lot about not getting enough sleep and the effects it has on your body, and weight gain is one of them. They've done a recent study that says adults who got 4.5 hours of sleep for four nights straight ate significantly more than people who got a good night's sleep. So,
well, I sleep about 12 hours.
Well, there you go. But yeah, if you're not sleeping enough, that could lead you to eat more. So establish a healthy sleeping routine. Well, make sure you're getting 8 hours sleep a night.
Well, and if you're just not awake, you're not going to eat, right?
So, well, that's true.
I mean, come on.
You're sleeping, the longer you're not eating.
Thank you. I mean, you know.
So we advise a full 16 hours of sleep.
That's right. And the rest of it, just go to a happy hour. Okay. See, I know better than these things.
Well, other things that could affect that. So, you know, we're hearing about having good bacteria in your intestinal tract, and that actually does help you regulate your weight if you have that good bacteria. And one of the things that...
bacteria.
Yeah, right? One of the things that gets rid of that good bacteria is if you're on antibiotics. And so we hear a lot about doctors prescribing antibiotics for everything. What that does is it kills that bacteria that's living in your gut. So... there are times.
I would say stomach. She, of course.
It's a gut.
It's a gut.
You just didn't want to say bacteria.
Exactly. That's why I made you do this part. Your gut could be the cause. I mean, that's kind of silly. But no, but I do understand
that. I mean, you have to be careful. You know, if you need, obviously there are times when you need an antibiotic and you should take that. But just if you question your doctor, do I really need this antibiotic at this time, and how long do I need to stay on it? The other thing is to eat things that have probiotics in them, like yogurt. Also eat high fiber foods, broccoli and raspberries and whole grains, to try to keep yourself healthier.
Well, another thing is, I don't know about you, but what temperature do you keep your house usually?
71 during the day, but then I turn it down at night.
At night?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is very interesting. This is from an article. It said, any livestock farmer will tell you that animals fatten up faster at Goldilocks temperatures, not too hot and not too cold, a range known as the thermoneural zone. Hmm. I think that's, and humans aren't too different, and most of us strive to go thermoneutral while indoors. So that means that we're keeping it warmer, where we spend 90% of our time anyway, while we're getting all of that 16 hours of sleep.
But, yes,
you know,
well.
But researchers have said that we really need to, because it affects the fat-burning cells, is that we need to lower the temperature in our house. So a lot of people say to keep it at about 66 degrees
during the day?
For up to 10 hours. So okay. For me, I would say we keep our house at about 68 degrees all the time. And we have a kind of a new system that actually controls it much better since we had a new one. So I think, and then 66 at night, that just means you just wear warmer jammies and socks.
Oh, 66 at night is wonderful for people of a certain age that need to be cold at night. I need it to be Arctic at night.
I like to sleep.
And then I have no covers on.
Yeah, I like it to feel I like to be sleeping with my covers all.
Well, my poor husband is wrapped up like a mummy.
Yeah, he's got mittens on.
I got a fan blowing on me.
He's got a little bambushka hat on. And yeah, he's like, okay. Well, also, have you been sick lately? Have you had the flu? There's a adenovirus 36, which is kind of a common cold. And it can make you fat as well as sick. Now, is that bizarre? But it says we found that 30% of obese people have been infected, but only 11% of lean people have. And this was a doctor emeritus from the University of Wisconsin. And the virus appears to flood cells with glucose while turning on an enzyme that converts sugar to fat.
So you can catch a fat virus?
Yes. Yes. We call it common. It's the adenovirus 36. So stay away. So how do you stay away? Well, some pretty common sense things like wash your hands, avoid touching your nose, your eyes, your face, especially.
Or anybody else's nose.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And always you need to exercise and get a lot of rest. That's 16 hours a day. So, you know, I'm going to be looking out for this common cold thing that can cause
me this.
Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivas CBUS and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
Circle270media.com